and welcome to Credio's Catholic News Update for Tuesday, the 8th of November. A group of religious sisters in the United States has become the first Episcopal order to become a Catholic religious community. On the 1st of November, the All Saints Sisters of the Poor professed their perpetual vows at the Basilica of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Baltimore, Maryland. The 10 sisters had been part of a religious community within the Episcopal Diocese of Maryland. After 7 years of discernment, they contacted the Archdiocese of Baltimore in 2008 to inquire about the possibility of entering into full communion with the Catholic Church. The sisters were accepted into the church individually on the 3rd of September 2009. Their chaplain, Father Warren Tangi, also entered the Catholic Church and is now a priest for the Archdiocese of Baltimore. The sisters will continue to live in their Catsonville convent, where their order has been since 1917, and will have the option of entering a U.S. ordinariate once one is established. The creation of ordinariates for Anglican communities wishing to enter the Catholic Church was authorized by Pope Benedict XVI in his 2009 Apostolic Constitution, Anglicanorum Caetibus. After the Nazi atrocities of the Second World War, Germany's new constitution recognized the dignity of each human being, a value that is starting to be questioned in the country, Pope Benedict XVI said yesterday. Only a society that respects and unconditionally defends the dignity of every person from conception to natural death can call itself a humane society, the Pope said as he welcomed Reinhard Schwepp as Germany's new ambassador to the Holy See. Human dignity was recognized in our Constitution of 1949, the Pope said, and in the Human Rights Declaration after the Second World War, because after the horrors of dictatorship, people recognized the general validity of these values, common to all men and women of goodwill, no matter their culture or religion. However, some of these fundamental values of human existence are being put into question again. Pope Benedict said he recognizes Germany is a secular country, even if Christianity has helped form its culture. But when the Church speaks out on behalf of human dignity, and even when it joins the debate about proposed legislation, it's not trying to impose the Catholic beliefs on society, but to promote those values that are valid for all human beings. The second last of a contingent of Irish missionary priests who came to the Canberra-Goulburn Archdiocese after the Second World War has died. Father Bill Crayon passed away peacefully at Calvary Hayden Village on Sunday. He was 84. Jesuit Father John Eddy also died on Sunday after a protracted battle with cancer. Father Eddy, who had lived at the Jesuits' Yarralumla residence for more than 40 years, was held in high regard across Australia and internationally for his priestly ministry and his lecturing in Australian history at ANU. Father Crayon was ordained in St. John Lateran Basilica in Rome in 1953. His first position in Australia was as curate in Temora in 1954. He went on to serve at Barowa, Crookwell, Young, Bega, Pambola, Gunning, Goolagong, Braidwood, Delegate, Jugeong, Gundagai, North Goulburn, and finally Yass, where he was parish priest for 14 years until he retired. Father Crayon is survived by his sister Marie and brothers Sean and Pascal. And briefly, the Spring 40 Days for Life campaign has ended around the world with at least 508 lives saved from abortion. And Focus Christian Television has placed online a new hour-long interview with Father Barron, centered around his Catholicism Project videos, which have recently been released. You can watch the interview at focustvonline.com. That's all for today's Catholic News Update. Thanks for listening, and God bless.